It's well known that the Kohanim have restrictions on the laws of Tum'ah. Certainly a Kohen is not allowed to walk into a room where there's a corpse, even if he doesn't touch the corpse. The fact that he's under the same Ohel is Isu De'oraita for a Kohen. The Hiddush over here that we say today is that there's a separate Isur that the Gemara in Nazir, Mem Gima, learns, at least according to some Girsaot, it's a machloket in different texts in that Gemara. But then the Gemara talks about a Gosses. A Gosses is somebody that is on his deathbed, and the death is imminent. Already he's showing signs that his body is shutting down, and like I said, the death is any moment. Without getting into the details how to identify Gisisa, but it's a moment where right before death, it's called Gosses. According to the Gemara, at least according to one version, it's forbidden for a Kohen to be in the same room as a Gosses, even though he's alive. He's alive for all practical purposes. I mean, he's alive in the sense that he can still give his wife a get at that point. He's alive in the sense that his children aren't Yoreshim yet, because he's still alive. And he's alive for all practical halachot that require life. However, since the death is imminent, the Torah bans the Kohen from being in the same room as the Gosses. Not that the Gosses is able to exude Tum'ah. He's not Tameh the Gosses. He's still alive. But it's still forbidden for a Kohen to be in the same room. Now, what does Shulchan Aruch hold about this? Well, Shulchan Aruch writes this in Siman Shin Ayin in Yuredi'ah. Asur lekohen nikanes bebayit sheyesh bo koses. Well, it's a clear Maran that says it's asur. This would be very problematic now for Kohanim. Not only do they have to worry about if there's a dead body in a room or in a hospital, but they have to be concerned now if they're in the same room as somebody that's, of course, it happens many times with family members, for example, that are there. So, Acham Avadya has a Hiddush on this, and he holds that although Maran said Asur, but he's only being stringent as a Chumrah. It's a stringency, it's not an Isur from law itself, because there are many Rishonim that say it's not a problem. Bichlal, the Ramah himself says that there are those that are lenient, and therefore he says Nireh shegam ma shepasak Maran b'shulchan aruch b'lshon Isur hurak Chumrah. Now, one should obviously keep the Chumrot of the Shulchan Aruch, but Acham Avadya says what will come in Nafkamina is, let's say a person was lying in his bed and all of a sudden there's a Gosses in the room. He's a Kohen, he's lying in his bed sleeping, all of a sudden there's a Gosses, and they tell him, hey Mr. Kohen, you gotta get out of your room now, there's a Gosses, and he's not dressed, he's under his covers. Does he have to run out without clothes on? Do we say, well, we don't care, the law is the law, and if it's Torah law, we don't care about Kavod HaBiriyot, we don't care about his respect, he has to run out on the street naked just to save himself from the Isur. Acham Avadya says in that case over here, since it's only a Chumrah, will allow him to get dressed first and then exit the room. Or for that matter, let's say a Kohen has a reason to go into the room. Let's say there's a Gosses in the Bet Knesset, or there's a Gosses in the house, and they're having a Minyan in the house, and the Kohen wants to go in to make Birkat Kohanim. So if there's a need for the Kohen to be in the room with the Gosses, or for example he's not dressed, will allow him to delay a little to get dressed and leave, because it's not a law of Isur Mamash, it's a stringency. For that matter, it goes without saying that if a doctor is a Kohen, clearly he would be allowed to deal with the goses if he's trying to save his life and he's able to, you know, to help him in such a way. The question over here is, and this is a big debacle, but I think there's room to be lenient. When it comes to this law of goses, does it apply to family members as well? Which means a kohen is allowed to be metameh to his close family members, his mother, his father, his children, his brother, his single sister. The rules that a kohen can be metameh even after they die. So logic would say that if you can be metameh after they're dead, where clearly they're exuding tum'ah, so certainly a relative of a kohen would not have a problem to be in the same room as a goses. It happens a lot. A child is a kohen and he's in the room with his father, who's a kohen, obviously. And they tell him, oh, you're a kohen, you got to get out of the room. He's a goses. And then the father dies and they call him back in. Okay, now you can come in. Well, that doesn't make sense. That if he's dead, he can come in, but if he's goses, he can't come in. I saw that Rav Eliyashiv, at least according to one version of what Rav Eliyashiv said, he's in that case over there. A relative of a kohen would not have a problem to be in the same room as a goses. Now, once we see Hakam Avadya's opinion that the whole thing is a chumrah, even for non-relatives, or certainly for a relative who is allowed to be metameh, even if he dies, so certainly there'd be room to be mekel for a relative to be in the same room as the goses.